Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining us today. Today is the Power Lunch, and every Tuesday at around 12:30, we get together to talk about the latest in real estate and lending. And folks, I've got a great show lined up today. I'm going to talk about FHFA, a recent announcement. Also about our most recent, first time ever, recruiting online seminar, which took place yesterday around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I certainly hope you had a chance to check it out. If you didn't, I want to encourage you to do it today or as soon as possible. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to The Power Is Now. And for those of you who are longtime followers and listeners, please let me remind you, always when we are live, please share our video. Share the Facebook Live to your friends and other real estate professionals who are in the business. And our goal is to, every Tuesday that is, to empower you with information, tools, resources, to interview industry leaders. We have some coming on in the next few weeks. And just to provide great information that will help us all as we strive to grow our businesses. And folks, this year has flown by. I mean, I really can't believe that we are just a few days away from December, a few days away from Christmas and a new year. And I don't know about you, but I'm really reflecting on how the year has gone, the goals that I achieved and the goals that I didn't achieve. And if you're not in business planning right now, you should be in full business planning mode right now, talking about and thinking about and preparing to execute on what you hope to achieve in 2018. Now, before I go any further, for those of you who are consumers, welcome. This show is for real estate professionals, and we'll be talking about a little bit about everything. But The Power Is Now is a media company as well as a licensed real estate and mortgage company, and I am the broker for both. So the license number for The Power Is Now is for lending as a mortgage brokerage. It's 1435243. And for real estate, as a real estate brokerage, it's licensed in the state of California. It is 1980407. And so I am the founder and broker for both the real estate and the mortgage company. And my individual license number for real estate as a broker here in California is 011-434-84. And as a mortgage broker, again, licensed here only in the state of California, is 461-807. So if you're interested in working with us, please reach out to us. Go to thepowersnow.com, and there you'll find lots of resources. First, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate, if you're looking to obtain a loan, get pre-approved to buy, you have the mortgage division. And as real estate professionals, if you're looking to increase your presence online, check out Advertise With Us on our menu bar. We have a lot of great tools and resources for real estate agents to really establish themselves on the web, to build their presence online. And of course, all those services, marketing, advertising, support services for real estate agents is free for members of the Power Is Now team. And well, what a great segue to talk about that. Yesterday, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we had our first online career opportunity seminar. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out, please do so as soon as possible. We're growing and we're looking for agents in the state of California to help us. We're committed to working with first-time homebuyers, you know, investors. We do everything. We work with first-time homebuyers to help them get into homes. We help investors to buy homes and hopefully to sell them to first-time homebuyers. Our commitment is to the low to moderate income community. All of our loan programs are geared around first-time home buyers from zero down to no money down. And of course, we have programs for investors that don't require any documentation. We do private equity. We have bank statement programs. We can finance land. We can finance construction, both conventional and government construction loans. We do it all. It's a full-service mortgage brokerage, and we try to have every conceivable program. I'm telling you, if there's a loan program out there, we have it here, the Power Is Now Mortgage Services. And why do we have it? Because all of our business, I would say 99% of our business, is referred to us by real estate professionals, even business that comes through online. We do a lot of online marketing and advertising. I tell you, it is rare that that client is not connected to a real estate agent who spoke about us. And so we are a realtor-centric company, and we try to provide resources, loan programs, everything you can possibly think of to better support real estate agents. And why? Because we are a real estate company as well. And so if you're looking to sell or buy, we can help you with that. And we have real estate agent partners throughout the United States, folks. I mean, literally, we have agents in every state of the union, which is why we are working on licensing in all those states so that we can ultimately become a nationwide company. So if you have any questions about working with The Power Is Now, please reach out to me directly at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. You can also schedule a career opportunity meeting with me by going to our website, and there we have Calendly. That's our calendar program, which, by the way, as a real estate professional, check out Calendly. It's a great online calendar program where your clients can schedule times to meet with you, and you can avoid this phone tag. I hate phone tag. I really do. And so I do everything by appointment. And by having my calendar on our website, our clients are able to schedule a time to meet with me. I'm prepared. It's all intentional, right, in terms of making time for your clients to discuss whatever their questions are, concerns are, to help them through the process. And so if you're interested in working with me, talking to me, the calendar is on the website, or you can just drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow, and my team will get in touch with you and schedule a time for us to talk. So The Power Is Now recruiting seminar is on Facebook. It will also soon be on The Power Is Now TV. And if you are thinking about selling real estate and you don't have a license, please contact us. We recommend a number of schools that provide great training and resources. If you're interested in getting into the business, we love part-time agents. We do. Quarter-time, part-time, half-time, very little time. If you have a real estate license and you want to sell real estate and close one deal a month, one deal a quarter, one deal a year, I see real estate, especially for real estate agents who have full-time jobs, as a wonderful opportunity to supplement their income. I have one agent who makes more selling real estate part-time than she does on her full-time job. So you ask, well, why did she just make the transition? Because she's not comfortable with being on straight commission, at least not yet. And she wants to achieve some of her financial goals in terms of savings in the bank. You know, one of the mistakes that many real estate agents make is they think this is not a business. You know, they think it's, like a multi-level company where you can just, you know, sign up and start selling real estate. And that's a big mistake. Real estate is a business, folks. It is a business. And as a result, you need to have capital to start your business. You need to have capital to advertise and to market yourself. You really do. And you make a mistake if you try to start it without any capital at all. And so sometimes starting part-time is a very, very wise way to build your reserves until you're able to make that leap. Now, I know there are some out there who believe just, you know, burning the bridge, you know, crossing over and burning the bridge and no turning back, and that necessity is a mother of invention, and, you know, you can definitely make it happen. So I understand that. But the reality is that you have to have capital to succeed in any business. You have to have some capital or access to capital. And so starting part-time is a great way to get into real estate. Now, again, if you have any questions about the Power Is Now opportunity or advertising your business, you don't have to work for us to leverage our platform. We have online radio, online TV, online magazines, and we have millions, and I literally mean millions of people who are listening and following us. And so consider The Power Is Now as your platform to bring exposure to your business and to your market area. It's a great tool, a great resource for any real estate professional looking to grow their brand online. Tonight, we'll be live talking about the 203K FHA loan. And for our first-time homebuyers particularly, if you are seeing yourself being priced out in some of the nicer homes you want to buy, you may want to look at a fixer-upper, something that is in really bad shape, that needs a lot of work. And FHA is, the 203K is one program that will allow you to take a home that is in just terrible shape, a great disrepair, and completely rehabilitate that property. And you can finance all of that work in your loan and only have to come up with 3.5% down. So I'm going to go through the details of that tonight at 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. tonight, right here on Facebook. So I want to encourage my real estate professionals out there who are plugging into the Powers Now to invite your buyers, your potential buyers, your guests to join in. And if you have no one that you're working with right now, well, it's a good idea just to tune in and learn about the program so you can help others get the information they need. So in the news today, I don't know if you are reading Housing Wire, but they announced today that FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, has increased the conforming loan limit for the second time. And this is really good news. Loan limits are low. They really are. And it's unfortunate that they are as low as they are because it's not the federal government, they're not keeping pace with inflation or with the appreciation that's taken place in the market today. I was looking at some numbers. In fact, I'm going to be headed to Vallejo in a few days here to do a seminar. That city alone is just kind of shocking. Or, you know, 5 years ago, you could have bought a property for less than $200,000. Now you can't touch anything for under $400,000. And this is happening across the board where we're seeing the doubling of properties over the last, doubling of values over the last 5 years. And the loan limits, though, the increasing of the loan limits is just taking, the government moves slow. And so for the second year in a row, the second time since 2006, they have increased the loan limit for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for 2018. And so if you're looking for the new year, then this is one reason to look forward to it. That's what I love about the new year. It's new beginnings, new everything. And so 2018, we will be able to help people apply for more, right? And hopefully, of course, you still have to qualify, but there'll be larger loan limits. I actually pulled up the list. In fact, it's already published what the limit is going to be for 2018. And let me pull that up for you right now. So for California, the limit for, let's see here, let's look at a couple of cities in California. We'll talk about Los Angeles. So the limit was 636,150. Now it's going to be 679,650. $679,650, and the four-unit limit. And, you know, here we really promote financing four units. It's going to be $1,307,175. And so that's really good news in L.A., and that's the high cost limit, and that applies to all high-cost areas. So Orange County is going to be $679,650. Let's see here. Napa, 679. Let's look at some other kind of Contra Costa County, 679. Alameda County. Let's see what's up and happening in Alameda. So I believe it's going to be the same. So this information is available on the website. In fact, you find the Housing Wire link. You can find the link directly to FHFA and check out the limits for your particular area. And so the new ceiling on high cost areas is 150% of the new conforming limit, which is 453,100. So that's how they bump up the loan limits for high cost areas. So the conforming limit is 453,100, and it was 424 before. Now it's 453,100. So the question is, will FHA and VA follow suit? I certainly hope so. There's no reason why they shouldn't. Being under conservatorship of the federal government and under FHFA, it's highly likely that FHA will follow suit. And so you have an opportunity to have the wonderful benefits associated with the lower down payment, 3.5% FHA insurance, which allows for higher debt ratios up to 56.9%, as opposed to Fannie and Freddie, which are more conservative, higher FICO score requirements, lower debt ratio requirements. It's more challenging to qualify for a conventional FHA, conventional Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan than it is for conforming limit or high cost limit FHA or VA loan. So that's the news. That's what's happening right now. And I'm looking forward to changing all of our marketing materials to reflect the new limit. And in fact, I believe that you might be able to start. In fact, really, the time to start getting approved for these higher limits is now. Of course, we can't close on anything until the new year. But if you're thinking about buying, as I always say, when is a good time to buy? When you have the ability to buy. In fact, the reason for this increase is because, and in the article, let me pull that up here. It says, FHA's third quarter 2017 house price index report, which includes estimates for the increase in the average U.S. housing prices values over the last four quarters, shows that house prices increased 6.8% on average between the third quarter of 2016 and the third quarter of 2017. So 6.8% increase. And so this is why they are making this move. And you think about it, folks, I mean, man, I don't know how much more evidence we need to let people know that now is the time to buy. If you do not buy now, you're going to pay more later. It's that simple. And not only are we looking at house prices continuing to rise, but the Fed is meeting in the middle of December, and all the news reports indicates that the federal government is going to raise the federal discount rate again. And at some point, the raising of the federal discount rate is going to trigger a raising of the 30-year interest rate. And we're already seeing changes in the 10-year bond, which the 30-year fixed rate does follow. So we're looking for higher interest rates in 2018, and that's going to affect your purchasing power, your client's purchasing power as a real estate professional. And so we need to encourage our clients to buy now. Get pre-approved now, buy now.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Take a minute. Take a minute and congratulate yourself on being the smartest, most up-to-date, and well-informed audience a radio show was ever blessed with. We mean it. I bet you even dress flawlessly, too. The Power Is Now Radio would like to take this chance to thank its listeners and fans across America who have helped us become what we are today. One of the greatest real estate-oriented talk shows on Blog Talk Radio with millions of listeners. Seriously, take a minute. The Power Is Now Radio. We love you. Boy, time flies, doesn't it? And it never seems to be quite enough, no matter how well you manage it. That's why The Power Is Now is here to help. Whether you're an agent, broker, entrepreneur, or small business owner, you need a business coach. Some of the best industry leaders are here to share their wisdom with you. So find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab and change the way you do business forever. Thepowerisnow.com. The next level is here. Some of the best real estate practitioners and banking industry leaders have already been featured in the Power Is Now magazine. But wait until you see what we have in store for you. We've got some of the most experienced professionals involved in real estate, marketing, business development, and social media to share their vast knowledge with you in weekly columns and interviews featured in the Power Is Now magazine. Find us at thepowerisnow.com/magazine and subscribe for free today. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. I want you to take a minute off work and sit back. Relax. Now, imagine you're part of our VIP agent program. One of our many steps in the marketing strategy to get you more exposure on all of your listings is a radio interview with you regarding all of them. That's right, every listing you have we'll cover, because it's what we do. We ensure VIP agents receive the VIP treatment they deserve and work hard for. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the membership tab and let us make you a VIP agent today. Thepowerisnow.com. Endless possibilities. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
So let's look at this. First, we have increase in the loan limits as a result of increase in pricing. We have increase in interest rates as a result of just the economy overall improving. Now, there's a possibility that the Fed may not raise interest rates. It's highly unlikely. But they're trying to kind of keep inflation under control. And it appears to be well within control. So who knows what's going to happen. But between watching property values increase, between watching interest rates increase as well, we're also going to see changes in underwriting guidelines. And so how will banks react to rising interest rates, rising property values, and to an economy that seems to be expanding? It's slow, but it is expanding. How will banks react? How will Fannie and Freddie react in terms of underwriting criteria? Will they increase FICO scores and make it more challenging? Will they lower debt ratio requirements and make it more challenging? Will they eliminate or reduce the amount of down payment assistance that can be utilized in these programs? Will the providers of down payment assistance, the nonprofits, the cities and counties, still have down payment assistance monies available? Will their requirements for down payment assistance increase and make it more challenging? I mean, these are the challenges you have to face, or the questions you have to answer when you don't act. You have to answer questions like this. Well, what's going to happen if I don't act now? I believe that the power is now, and that we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And the programs that exist today are not promised to remain the same. The guidelines that exist today are not promised to remain the same. Nothing is guaranteed to remain the same. In fact, the only thing you can count on in life is change. And we know that's an old saying, and it's so true, that the only thing we can count on in life is change. Well, that's the latest news happening in lending. And folks, I encourage you to get your clients to move forward. Don't allow fear of the unknown to stop them from moving forward. Let's play the hand that's dealt us, and let's get them into properties before they are completely priced out. The reality is, I can only speak for myself as a lender. When I look at our pipeline of pre-approved buyers, the average debt ratio is in the 50s, 50%. The limit is 56.9, and many are in the 55 to 56 range. Many are in the low 50 range. A very small percentage are in the 40s. And so what does that mean? Any increase in rate could affect how much they can buy, their purchasing power. And many are just at the limit where, geez, it's hardly anything available at that price range based on the amount they're approved for. And so they really have to act quickly as values continue to rise. And their headwind will be changes in underwriting guidelines, programs going away completely, and rising interest rates. So let's go with the wind, not against the wind, and get into a home right away. Couple of announcements before we end the show. We are, in just a couple of days, going to have our first marketing session. And it's going to be at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you're interested in participating in this marketing session, please let me know. The marketing session is a great opportunity for real estate professionals to talk about their listings. And not just talk about their listings, sell their listings. Tell us what's so great about this property, why it's such a great buy and at such a great price. I encourage you to join us. We want to make this marketing session available to every real estate professional. You don't have to work for the Powers Now to take advantage of this media event. And that's what it is, a media event. We're doing press releases about it. It will be recorded. It'll be live on Facebook. It will be replayed later as a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. It will be put on our YouTube channel and the Powers Now TV. We're really going to bring a lot more exposure to these properties for sale than what any agent can do individually. So I encourage you, if you're interested in talking about any listings you have, to contact us. Drop me an email to eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com or go to our website and you'll see the details there on our menu bar. We have a number of people who are interested in participating. Some agents are camera shy. No need to be camera shy. All you need is the Zoom platform, which we use. It's free. Go to zoom.us. Pull it up on your laptop. Have some great lighting around you, a decent background, and share your screen and talk about the real estate you have for sale. I also want to encourage those of you who are thinking about joining us to let your sellers know. They'll be able to go to facebook.com/thepowersnow and actually watch the event live and see you in action talk about the property for sale. So folks, this show is going to go on the 30th, whether we have one agent or 100 agents. Every Thursday at 12:30, we're going to be doing a marketing session promoting real estate for sale in the state of California. And as we expand to other states, we'll be opening up to, we'll be promoting our own listings in those other states. But we're not limiting people who are in other states. In fact, we have one person who is going to be talking about properties they have for sale in, what's the name of the country? In a foreign country. I can't remember the name of the country. So we'll have people out of the country on the line tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but on the 30th, as well as other states. And so if you're in Texas, New York, Michigan, you know, Hawaii, reach out to us and let's talk about what you have for sale. Canada, right? Europe, Mexico. Let's talk about what you have for sale and expose it to our audience of very interested real estate professionals, consumers, and investors who are interested in buying or selling real estate. And so that's a marketing session. It's going to be Thursday. Starts at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. Sign up to talk about your listings today. Go to thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions. thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions, with an S, marketing sessions. And join the marketing session for this, our first one, on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Next is Vallejo, California. I'm going to be flying out early Saturday morning to Vallejo, California. Well, I'll be joining our city manager for the Powers Now, Lanice Spann. She is our city manager and agent for the city of Vallejo. And her church actually is having a seminar there. Go to Buy Home Seminar. Home is not plural. Buy Home Seminars. Seminars is plural. So buyhomeseminars.com. And you can get all the details about this event happening in Vallejo this coming Saturday, December 6th. Second. And so I'm looking forward to joining her. It's going to be a wonderful event, folks, where we're going to be talking about zero down, low money down, a VA, FHA. We're going to talk about all the programs to help people get into homes. And every time we put on one of these events, we pack the house. The last one we did at another church just a few weeks ago, close to 100 people attended the event. And we're still getting applications from that event, folks. People are applying and getting started. Now, our first-time homebuyer seminars are not like the traditional first-time homebuyer seminars that might be put on by HUD-approved counseling agencies, where you spend the whole day, 8 hours, learning about what an escrow and title is, how to pick an agent, and all these other things. You know, we get to the nitty-gritty. We cut to the chase, and we talk about the financing vehicles, the programs that help you get into homes. We also talk about what's going on with the economy and with housing in your particular market area. So you know why you need to move on it right away. And so if you're in Vallejo, please join us. Please join us. Go to the website buyhomeseminars.com and get all the details, the address, the location of the event. It's at a church and the time. It's right there on buyhomeseminars.com. And then I'll be coming back actually later that evening, because on Sunday, actually it won't be that following Sunday, on the 10th, December 10th, we're coming back to New Covenant Church in Orange County, Santa Ana, that's what it is exactly, Santa Ana. And the details are again at buyhomeseminars.com. And that's going to be another great seminar. For those of you in Orange County, please look us up and come out to the church, learn about what it takes to buy a home with little to no money down. Now, for those of you who've been following us, you know that I have been working with churches now for a while. I am a pastor, a preacher, been in the ministry all my life, started preaching at 9 years of age. And The Powers Now has a ministry called The Powers Now Ministries, which we're going to be relaunching on the first of the year. And so we are committed to working with pastors and leaders and the religious community and providing this kind of support and help, because the typical church isn't really addressing the issue. They have something going on every night of the week, but nothing about buying a home. And if it is, it's a one-time event or something like that. And the truth of the matter is, it needs to be an ongoing monthly type of workshop, an opportunity for their members to not only learn what it takes, but get the help they need to get in a position to buy a home. And that's what we provide. If you go to neverrentagain.com, you see that we will help your clients, your parishioners, and anyone for that matter who's interested in buying a home. We help you with establishing a budget. We use Mint.com. We help you with improving your credit. We help you with eliminating debt. We will put goals together for you and help you get to where you need to be. We'll put it all. In fact, it just takes one meeting to put all that together. And then if you need ongoing coaching and support with achieving your goals, we have a personal coaching plan specifically for people who are interested in buying a home and they want to be held accountable to saving money, to, you know, eliminating debt, to sticking with the budget. They want someone to go over their finances with them every single month and make sure they're on track. You know, I think there's nothing like this, by the way. I guarantee you will not find a program like this anywhere. It does not exist. And if I'm wrong, please let me know, because I would love to collaborate with you. If you're a company out there that's doing this for people, I would love to collaborate with you. But to my knowledge, there's no one doing this, providing this type of hands-on assistance at such a low cost, too. In fact, go to Neverment again and check it out. And if you're interested in participating, take advantage first of the one-time free session and just get set up, because not everybody needs that kind of help. Not everybody does. Some people are very disciplined. They just need to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, why to do it. Give them all that and they got it. And they'll take it from there and they'll show up 6 months later ready to buy a house. But there are people who are a little ADD. They can't stay on task. Or they get easily distracted with other things. They forget about what their goals are. They allow external issues and other problems to come in and take them off course. And they truly need a coach. They need a coach. And so you know where you stand. If you're interested in having a client, plug into either program, free or paid program, please reach out to us and let them do it. And this works particularly for people who are, who are making the money and they're paying a lot in rent already, between $2,000 to $3,000 a month in rent. And they don't have any money in the bank or very little. And it's because they're just overspending. They're completely out of control. They know it. They need to be managed. And they have to be willing to be humble and recognize that and to allow someone to step in and to lead them to the promised land of home ownership. And so if that's you, you fall into that category, if you have a client that falls into that category, have them reach out to us. We'll be happy to help them. Now, some final announcements. There will be no Facebook Live the day after Christmas. All right. We hope that everyone will have a wonderful Christmas, like you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And take that time, the whole month of December, to really, drill down on your planning. That's what I'm doing for 2018. And I hope to hit January 2nd running. I mean, with Big Mo on our side from everything we're doing now, and to make 2018 your best year ever. So I'm wishing that for everybody. And I'm just thankful to be at this point where we are, I'm certainly hoping that many of you who are thinking about making a move, if you're a real estate professional and you're really assessing the kind of support you get right now, where you're at, I certainly hope that you'll consider the Power Is Now as a viable opportunity to continue your journey and growing your business and being even more successful as a real estate professional. That's our goal, is to help you grow your business, because we know that if we help you be more successful, you're going to help us be more successful as a real estate company and as a mortgage company, trying to make a difference in our communities of low to moderate income borrowers. Well, folks, thanks for watching today. And I'll be back on live at 7:30. I'll be live 7:30. We'll be talking about the 203K program. Please share this link with other real estate professionals in the area. Please make sure that you invite your clients, buyers, people who are thinking about buying. And for those of you who are Power Partners, you have flyers already to promote this program, please send it out, post it on your Facebook, and let's see if we can get another 1,000 people to tune in and learn about FHA tonight. Now, also, I will be touching on the Home Secure Program, which is zero down for single family and for four units. And I will be touching on the 1% down payment program, which has no mortgage insurance. Every show, I'm going to try to touch on those programs in addition to our main subject, which is the FHA 203K. Well, I believe that covers it. Folks, remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. It's my story. I know it's your story. We can just think about the past when we have procrastinated and didn't do the things that we know we should do. And so don't procrastinate. Get it done now. The power is now to grow your business, to make changes you need to make in your life, to make the changes you need to make in your marketing, in your strategies, in your alliances. Now is the time to get it done. The clock is ticking. Before you know it, we're going to be shouting Happy New Year and bringing in a new year with new possibilities and a lot of hope for big things in 2017. I hope to see you all on this Thursday at our marketing session, our first one of the year. Please reach out to us at thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions to sign up and to join, if not the current marketing session, that's planned for on Thursday or the future ones coming up. Well, that's it, folks. I want to wish everyone a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you soon right here tonight at 7:30, The Power Is Now, first-time homebuyer online seminar. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.